bacon.
And then cut up a bunch of bacon and put your bacon in there. So I don't like recipes because I like to modify them. It's like I want a bite of bacon in every bite. So I'll use like 4 cups of broccoli and cauliflower. I'll use like 1/4 cup of onion. I'll use 1/2 cup of cheese, probably about 1 cup of mayonnaise or salad dressing, Miracle Whip. And then I'll put in, it'll call for like 4 or 6 slices of bacon or strips of bacon. I'm putting like 12. This is not going to go to waste because I'm drooling thinking about it. It's not going to go to waste. It tastes best after it's been refrigerated for a while, even better the next day, tolerable the 3rd day, but I probably wouldn't eat it on the 4th day because now it's just kind of gross. And anyway, after you make this, it's not going to last in the fridge that long anyway, unless your name is Big Fatty. What, Haven?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm drooling thinking about it.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4284 of the BFO for Fall Right, the 5th of July, 2024. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me,
a little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and I've got a July the 5th voice letter, Big Fatty. Kind ones, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well. Y'all, you're kind ones today because, well, first of all, every day we should be kind ones. But y'all, right this very minute, my dear sweet neighbor next door is out running the leaf blower in my yard. And that's because he... about an hour ago, just cut my grass. And y'all, Big Fatty doesn't have a big yard or anything like that. But y'all, it is just, I mean, y'all, right this second, it's 91 degrees without the humidity outside. And y'all, he's just kind and sweet. And, yes, Big Fatty, and the nip hit on him. Well, anyway, y'all, well, you know what? why don't we, since you brought it up.
Shenanigans, have some fun and play shenanigans.
Y'all, last Wednesday night when we were coming back from the wine dinner, my neighbors were out walking, and, he had his shirt off. Y'all, he's skinny as a rail. But he and his wife were out walking, and the nip was, as my father would say, the orange hat. He was great with the grape. And so he got out of the car, and he met them on the sidewalk, like in front of his house. And he was like, oh, you got your shirt off. You're looking hot. You know, they took it with a grain of salt, but I saw him out in the backyard. It's either yesterday or the day before, I don't remember. He was building something for his wife, and I said, well, I hear you got hit on. He goes, and he starts laughing. He says, actually, I got hit on 3 times this week. I went, what? He goes, yeah, there was the nip. And then there was a guy that he used to work with, and I don't know who else hit on him, but I said, well, now you're just bragging. He laughed, but you know, he takes it with a grain of salt. Y'all, he works in the entertainment industry, and you know, doing sound and electrical and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, I just thought that was funny. But y'all, just as kind, kind as he could be. Big Fatty, we need more like him. Yes, we do.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Dear Gussie, y'all, this weekend on Saturday, we have a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, he's not the most recent addition to the mock in calendar, but he's the second most recent addition. He was just here in Charleston. I don't know if he's gotten over the trauma of staying at the house of Nip. But y'all, I'll see him again at the Hot Dog Down the Hallway event over at the Metropolis Entertainment Complex in August. That's during Dr. Stone's celebration of exiting the birth canal a weekend. Big Fatty, is Dr. Stone coming? I believe he said never again. Just one of the nicest people that you'll want to meet, and y'all has an infectious laugh. Big Fatty, do you need a medicated salve? No, not that kind of infectious. But y'all, I am talking about, and y'all, you've heard him here on the little show. I am talking about. In fact, y'all, this week. Good morning, Big Fatty, included him with a horse. Big Fatty, that's a terrible thing to call the haunt cub. No, it was with an actual horse. Oh, never mind. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Bestie Bill. Big Fatty, we love Bestie Bill. We do indeed. So, y'all, I don't know if Bestie Bill is on the social medias, but y'all, I know the haunt cub is. So, y'all, if you see Bestie Bill on any of the social medias, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty! Music for the Independence Dance weekend. It's true. And y'all, I hope you've enjoyed your Independence Dance. I'm sure the old gal out there in Walnut Hills is dancing around in her Depends. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I was expecting the arrival of DJ Ron and Gary with two R's, and they had asked me if I could see if Veda could stop by. They wanted to meet him, and so Veda stopped by. DJ Ron and Gary with two R's arrived a little bit after 4 p.m. Well, right at 4 p.m. in the afternoon. I was sitting on the veranda of the villa when they came by. DJ Ron had been here once before, but this was Gary with two R's first visit. So y'all, they came in and we started chatting, and Veda showed up, and y'all, we just sat around, and they were telling stories about how they met, and how Gary with two R's took DJ Ron on a date to a fundraiser, a free meal, and or something like that. And y'all, they just had all kinds of crazy stories they were telling. You know, DJ Ron had a stroke back in January, and y'all, and so I wasn't 100% sure what to expect, but y'all, I have to say, I am extremely, extremely impressed with his recovery. his tongue gets a little thick sometimes, but he knows that, but it's just getting better and better. There's no problem with movement or anything like that. And y'all, the only thing I worry about is his sanity, because you know he is the other half of Gary with two R's, Big Fatty. They're both crazy as loons. Yeah, that's why we love them. And y'all, they'll be at the Hot Dog Down the Hallway weekend. Also, y'all, they're on a trip up to northern Mexico, and y'all, I think they may even be going to some of the Volga campgrounds. Y'all, they've got a little camping trailer that they're pulling, and y'all, they were having all kinds of mechanical problems with the car, but they got it all taken care of, and they're on their way. They're on their way to Canada. Y'all, they're going to be gone like for 4 weeks, and then they're coming back to Flo Rida for 2 weeks, and y'all, they're going over to Germany, Mexico, I think, and England, Great Britain, the UK, and to Amsterdam. Oh, Big Fatty, quit touching yourself. sounds like Big Fatty, the travel? Yes, quite the trip. They're going to be gone to Europe for several weeks, too. I think they're going to Switzerland, and who knows where they'll end up. But anyway, y'all, we all went to the Irish pub up near the Big Circle. Y'all, I had a delicious, it's what I normally get 99% of the time. It was the prime rib sandwich. Y'all, delicious. Delicious. Y'all, they had the French fried potatoes. Y'all, evidently, the Great Salt Lake, they were cooked in the Great Salt Lake. Y'all, it's some of the saltiest French fried potatoes I have ever tasted. But anyway, it was a fun evening. We came back here to the villa and kind of closed it all out. And they took off, and Big Fatty, of course, did the teefies and everything, and y'all, it was time for the Jeopardy, so I turned that on, and after that, I turned on the Atlanta Braves. Y'all, they won! They won the San Frans. They beat the San Francisco Giants in Atlanta, and y'all slept like a baby, and y'all had a weird dream I don't know this, but part of it was the lower part or the middle of Dr. Stone's face or his upper jaw or something got knocked off, and y'all, we thought he was dead, and then all of a sudden his eyes started blinking, and y'all, he was just fine, except he couldn't eat or drink, but he didn't realize it. Y'all, it's weird. It's, you know, yes, Big Fatty, old press, it just happens. But anyway, y'all got up, had my brufkas, did my puzzles, read the paper, and y'all, then I was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk. Y'all, it was hot. And so I only did Fat Acres, came back, ate a little something, and y'all, then I watched The Price is Right and got my share. And y'all, I laid down for a little nip-a-nap, and y'all, then I did another hour of walking inside the villa, and y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy!
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Good sort of morning, Big Fatty. How are you doing? I know I just called, you know, previously, like a few days ago, but here I am calling again. How about that? I wish I could be sitting outside right now on this July the 4th, but it is raining and dreary and humid and the mosquitoes are biting, so I'm inside. And just want to say hi. I just was listening to your little shows. Oh, first of all, let me just tell you, I made my breakfast and I made the bafron, the crispy bafron. How do you like your bacon? Is this a Axe Big Fatty? Oh my gosh, cue the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time. Big Fatty, Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from up there in the Chicago's from Misery's Lauren. What you got?
Pause. Okay. How do you like your bacon? And I also actually did have a question for you because I think last year or some previous moment, you told us that you were ordering some new shorts. Short pants. And you had mentioned that they had a pretty shorty short inseam. And so I am wondering, Big Fatty, how short are your shorts? Okay, that's it. And I hope you enjoy your July 4th. Of course, you have the day off. You have every day off. But yeah, that's about it. And happy day off to all the listeners out there. Okay, bye. Oh, this is Lala. Okay, bye.
Dear, I see y'all, that, of course, is Misery's Lauren. And Mrs. Lauren, excellent questions. First question, how do I like my bacon? I like all bacon, period. And it can be limp. It can be crispy. It can be in a Bloody Mary, however. And as far as my shorty shorts go, I have some that are just a 1-inch inseam. Big Fatty, those are vulgar, but most of the ones I walk in are a 3-inch inseam. Big Fatty. Music can only mean one thing. Yes, Big Fatty, it's too loud. Well, that and y'all, Big Fatty is going to be on the mix tonight at 9:15. And y'all, Miss Bacon, what do you think of that?
I'm drooling thinking about it.
Oh, well, tune in and listen. You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One in Poodle. Yeah! This show is part of Pride 48 and the premier show of the RNL Podcasting Network.